Oliver here, and dominant Coghill Celtic have beaten their arch-rivals Pancrana Hearts by 4-0. So the juggernaut that is Coghill Celtic continues to gather pace as it powers its way down the road towards what looks like being a Jackie Crossan Premier Division title, even though we're still in the first half of the season. 7 matches now for Coghill, 7 wins. They sit on the top of the table, 21 points. Pancrana are in second. They're on 10 points, 11 adrift of their great rivals. They do have a game in hand, but a huge win this for Coghill Celtic, and in the end, fully deserved. That said, in the first half, Pancrana had their moments. It was the home side, Coghill, who went ahead on 19 minutes through Luke Rutten, a cracking effort after a Jay Bradley assist. Then, as I say, a couple of half chances for Pancrana. Bart Wesolski had an opportunity. He was going down the left-hand side, crossed the ball in. Harry Dardy was unable to grasp the ball cleanly in nets for Coghill, and Liam Quigley had the opportunity then, but shot over. Liam Jordan and Keelan Dardy also had chances for Pancrana in that first half. But Coghill, well, they had a further opportunities through Jay Bradley with a shot just past the upright, and Brendan McLaughlin with a shot save before they did make it 2-0 just before the break. It all followed a corner. Peter Dardy and Jay Bradley were at the far post. Bradley looked to have got the last touch, and that made it 2-0 before the break. Into the second half then, and the Pancrana fight back, well, it just never materialised. The third goal killed the game on 65 minutes. A great build-up, move of the match. Corey McBride, Jay Bradley, Conor Graham, all involved, with Luke Rutten with a clever little flick to finish it from close range. His second and Pancrana's third. And after that, well, there was only one team who were really going to alter that scoreline again. Coghill had further chances, including those from Damien Duffy. There was a mini goal mouth scramble. Taylor Clark made one great save for Pancrana Hearts. And then we had the fourth and final goal, the icing on the cake, into stoppage time. Substitute Corey McBride, following a good build-up involving Lee McColgan, cross came in, and McBride was on hand to place it into the back of the net. So Gavin Cullen's side, utterly dominant. It's been a good day at the office for Coghill Celtic. It's not been a good day for Pancrana Hearts. The champions have been well and soundly beaten. It's finished here at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds. Final score, Coghill Celtic 4, Pancrana Hearts 0. Chris Ashmore for Highland Radio Sport.